I remain from the wrong, and I'll die in the center.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Evening, everybody. Welcome to the Defender 7 Thursday night broadcast with your hosts, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, and I'm your co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, I have a disclaimer I need to read. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, with that being said, for everybody that's new just tuning in to us, we appreciate your support and for clicking on our link. We have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from our store sales and any donations that we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, people, by all means, purchase something or click that donate button. Every dollar helps. That's the only way that we're able to do what we do here in the Defenders. When a disaster or a shit hits the fan scenario, it happens. So please help us to help you and your communities. We can be reached on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and our future members to participate in everything that we do here in the Defender 7. That's meet and greets, which are face-to-face meetings, to know who's in your community and who has your six when the shit hits the fan. We're also on MeWe. Click on organizations and scroll all the way down to Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now for tonight and all of our shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your opinions, thoughts, or just interact with the show. And that number to call is area code 5773. Again, the number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Now, for anybody from Virginia listening in, I've been broadcasting this on all of our shows. It's a cold case from 2015. Caitlin Akins from Spotsylvania, Virginia. To learn more and to help, go to WeCanBringYouHope.org or WCBYH on Facebook. Let's get this flyer going. Let's bring the family some closure. Know something, say something, please. And also heavily on my mind, prayers for my brother, my best friend, David McCutcheon. His health is going down. So if you're listening, David, or Darlene, your wife, my prayers and my heart are with you. Now, I'd like to bring in your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kenny Purvis, and Captain
Hello.
Of Wisconsin, Lorna Martin, a.k.a. Slacker.
Wisconsin.
And we also have Maria Delamain from Pennsylvania joining us tonight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, whoever's got the TV on, you need to mute it.
Yeah.
You're
they
the
call
culprit.
Me the slacker.
I was just watching Newsmax.
Radio show. You ought to know better than that shit.
Oh,
shut up, you slacker.
You killer.
Hey, I don't want to hear it from you, Lorna. You're already
hey,
in trouble.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Oh, crap.
I'm always in trouble. Bring it on.
You always start in trouble.
Right, oh. Right. She did start
no,
it today.
I'm always framed.
Yeah, right.
Framed by your own mouth.
Exactly.
What the hell was that?
Oh God.
Oh. Before we start, I know her birthday was yesterday, but my oldest turned 32 yesterday. Ashley Riley. I don't know if she's listening.
Yes,
I probably
happy
got it.
Birthday, Ashley Riley.
I told her to listen
happy
just so
birthday.
She can hear her name.
Happy birthday.
I'll tell her to listen to the show.
Happy birthday.
And Kim?
Yeah.
I just want to say you're old.
I'm not old. You're older. What are you talking about? You're 50 or 51, whatever.
Hey, if you've got a daughter that's 30.
He's in his 60s.
Hey, don't, no. Not even
I had
close.
Her, listen, I had her at 17. That's what throws everybody off. Yes, she's 32,
okay.
But I
have I'm not saying a damn thing on that one. I'm going to be nice on that one.
No, my mom
There's
had me
first.
At 17. My mom had
me
at 17. So, but at least she waited until she was 31 before she had a kid. but that's all right. My mom was a grandmother at 34. So what can I say?
Damn, starting out young.
Well, yeah, I know. At least I got it over with by the time I was 25. I had three kids.
See, again,
I don't know if
I'm going to be nice.
Yeah, I know. You're never nice, but that's beside the point.
I am this time. I will be nice.
Okay. Did you guys hear about that jackass lieutenant who got stopped in Virginia in December?
No, I did not.
Yeah,
no, well, now
all
you're
right.
going to.
Who's burning
the pepper spray? The guy that got pepper sprayed.
Yeah, the guy that got pepper sprayed. Okay.
I haven't been watching the news, but somebody's bird is chirping here.
I don't
That's
have a
here.
Bird, so it's not me.
The only bird is
jackass. He's a second lieutenant in the Army, right? And he's a medic. Guarantee you he just got out of OCS because he's not very old, in his early 20s. So, okay. That right there just explains everything. He's a second lieutenant, and he's in his 20s. He got, you know, he came right out of OCS. Well, this dumbass decided to drive a brand new vehicle with black tinted windows. And where does he put his plate? In the back of the car, in the window. So in Virginia, it's considered a high-risk stop. Well, the cops pull up behind him, turn on their lights, and he does not pull over. He just keeps on driving.
Oh, nice.
What else are the cops? Yeah, so what else are they supposed to think? You know? So he pulls into a gas station. He turns on his own cell phone camera. And he rolls down the window, and the cops are, they come up to the car with their guns drawn. I'm sorry, but if you don't pull over, what else are the cops supposed to think? So the cop says, I need you to put your hands up and get out of the car. He's like, what's this over? Come on. And I hate to even do this. You're black, you have a, and you're in the military, and you think that your attitude, because I'm a lieutenant, and he was in uniform, by the way. And he was belligerent. And people, and I've been in so many arguments over this, he was belligerent. He refused to get out of the vehicle. Absolutely refused. Said, I don't have to. So they pepper sprayed him. They didn't shoot him. They pepper sprayed him. He's now suing the city in Virginia for pepper spraying him. And do you know what his sergeant major said? I think he did a phenomenal job. Try unbecoming of an officer. You know better than that shit.
Exactly.
His sergeant major is a left-wing nut job. He
sounds like he needs to be, all of them need to be kicked out of the military.
Well, do you know what he allowed during the
that
football
shit,
game?
Well, that shit wouldn't fly when I was in the military. That's for damn sure. They'd kick your ass
encouraged,
and out.
He encouraged, I guess when they had the Army-Navy game, he encouraged all of his men to kneel down during the game for the Pledge of Allegiance and all of that.
Okay, that right there is going against your oath.
Yep.
And you should be court-martialed and sent to Leavenworth.
They both should. They both
exactly.
should. Straight out.
Either that or an
now,
Article 15.
Oh, yeah. Now, what was it that I said about brand-new lieutenants? They're not worth the weight. A bag of shit? They're not. And that's why. Not because he's black. Not at all. Because if he was white, I would say the same thing about him.
No, exactly.
You got a uniform on. You know your oath that you took. And not to be a dumbass. Sorry, officer. And he said he drove all the way to the gas station for his safety. Really? Okay, you're a dumbass.
You know with that is?
And they fired the cop.
He'll probably win that case. That's the sad part.
Oh, yeah. He probably will. But I guess a retired, they had someone from the Marines and then another guy, he was in the military, and they both said he should have got out of the car. He should have pulled over right away. I mean, come on. How hard is it to do what you're told?
Well,
so far this year, get this. All over the place they're saying more black people have been killed by cops. Really? Only 30 black – I say only. 30 black people have been killed by cops this year, and 50 white people have been killed by cops. Tell me again how cops don't do shit towards white people. And I'm sorry, if you're a criminal and you're white, you're a dumbass if you get shot. That's all I got to say.
Well, that goes with any color.
Well, I know
race.
That, but you know what I'm saying is someone made this stupid comment that I read that if Chauvin was white, all you white people would be pissed off and blah. No, I wouldn't. One, he was a criminal. He had a felony. So, no, he's a drug addict. Shouldn't have done anything stupid. I mean, I have no compassion for criminals.
This is why I say I hate people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the population in general just is stupid, idiots, no common sense. And this goes including our government now.
Oh, yeah.
They are bought and paid for by other countries and the elitists.
They're a disgrace.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
So where do you guys want to start? With the court packing, the Chauvin trial's over, and Monday they deliberate, or the fact that Russia's about to invade America?
Let's start with that one because I think that's more important.
Okay.
Number one, for Biden to put in place sanctions against Russia, why? Number one.
I know. Why?
Russia? Why? Oh, that's right. Trump was, I guess, a secret agent for Russia. Isn't that what it is?
No. No. In all honesty, I think this is, like I say, this is just my opinion. China is going to back Russia no matter what. Them two were just a little too cozy for my taste. Okay. See, here I found this article and it from the paper, The Hill. Yeah, but you see, it says China and Russia have a plan to defeat America, and America's far left is carrying it out. In order for the new world order to take place, America has to be brought to the ground.
Hmm.
Everybody knows that that Biden's in China's pocket.
Oh, yeah.
How else are they going to do it to get you piss off Russia. Russia attacks, and they bring China, like I said. It's to crumble, and they already have the plans to do it. And, I mean, it may have to do with Trump. I don't know, to say that, you know, they still believe that, you know, Trump and Biden are buddy-buddy. But
yeah, right.
But, well, here's the thing.
That's some funny shit.
He met with Trump. and told him,
run.
I'll use my army to get rid of Biden for you. So, but Russia is threatening to target the U.S. with nukes. So, the Russians are in the Arctic. They're in Mexico. They're in Canada. I mean, I don't know.
You
I
know,
don't know.
Well, here's the question. I have a question.
Sure.
So, with the situation in the Ukraine and Russia, that's a big deal. He's saying his exact terminology, if I remember correctly, is Biden needs to stay the hell out of what's going on between them and the Ukraine, or they will attack America. I don't think attacking America is primary if we stay the fuck out of their business, which you shouldn't be there anyway.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Biden's already sent 40,000 troops to the Ukraine, and he sent 15 more ships to the Black Sea. He's already done it. Or he's in the process of sending. The warships are already there. They've already sent them because Turkey said they went through their waterway. Okay. They're pulling troops out of Germany to send to the Ukraine right now. The troops that Biden's planning on pulling out of Afghanistan, he's sending them to the Ukraine. So he's trying to pick a fight, and that's exactly what he's doing. So Russia doesn't even have to attack America. All he has to do is shoot a couple nukes over here, or those non-nuclear warheads with the EMPs. That's all he's got to do. Is shoot, like I remember we talked about. All they had to do is shoot three of them over the U.S. and we're done.
Yep, our power grids go down. Water systems.
Our nuclear power plants.
It will set us back hundreds of years.
To the Stone Age.
Yep.
But here's the thing. I even looked it up, if it was possible. And I said, what happens to all of our nuclear power plants if an EMP is around to get rid of? And it said, oh, no, the water that fills the pond, they call it a pond or the pool, to cover the rod, will evaporate, and you have a nuclear meltdown because there's no
right.
power to pump the water. So it doesn't matter how many backup generators you have. Does not matter. Everything will be fried. And we have 45, I guess Lorna looked it up for us. We got like 40-something power plants. So if you live in an area like Florida has four, Georgia's got three or four. I don't know where the rest are at. But in those areas, I mean, it'll get to the jet stream anyway. But most of the because like was it Fukushima when they had theirs and Chernobyl, it didn't
right.
go into the atmosphere. Oh, actually, wait a minute. The one from Fukushima is just now coming around, and it is hitting California, but in certain places, not a lot, but just a little bit. And I don't know when the one from Fukushima, when that one was. Was it 2011? How do I spell it? How do you spell Fukushima? You guys still there or am I off?
No, I'm here.
You
I didn't
want
to ask
what?
My cheek actually hit the mute button.
Oh,
Hiroshima.
It was March 11th, 2011 is when it was.
Right.
And so
I thought
from then,
it was around that time.
Yeah, so it's taken 10 years for it to go from Japan, whatever radiation, to finally come around to California. So that's a long time. But that's just one power plant. So for 45, I'm gonna look it up and just see
how many power plants are in America?
Huh?
How many power plants are in America?
Nuclear power plants. I think it's 45. Let me see how many. If I can type.
It was like 45 or 54 or something like that, and there was something to do with a 96 something or other involved with them, 54 or whatever it was.
Oh, 96.6 gigawatts. We have 94 commercial reactors, 64 pressurized water reactors, 32 boiling reactors. Oh, we have more than 45. We have quite the few.
Yeah, America's in trouble.
Yeah, there's quite a few. So, yeah, it says 94
all because
commercial
of,
power plants.
All because of this terrorist organization in Washington, D.C., because he sure in the fuck ain't my president. He's a terrorist. A domestic. All of them. Domestic terrorists.
We have 98 power plants in America. Nuclear power plants.
Yeah, we're screwed.
We're
screwed.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there's 440 in the world.
Yeah, we're screwed.
And this is as of May 26th, last year. That's how many was in the world. Actually, I think there's more than that. It's got to be. Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. We have 94 nuclear reactors at 56 nuclear power plants in 28 states. So how do you have – oh, okay, I see what it is. So we have 56 nuclear power plants. But we have 94 nuclear reactors at those. So there must be like two reactors or almost two at each one. But we have 28 states. So shit. So let me see what
happens. No matter what, we're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom line.
Well, we're deep. Oh, yeah, deep shit.
Especially with this called terrorist in Washington, D.C. running the show.
Yeah.
The stupidity level is very, 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 very high. And the bad part is they're not even hiding it.
Nope.
They're actually talking shit outright. Like Pelosi with her, that she's a street fighter.
Jesus. I know.
Yeah.
I
want to know what world and dreamland they're all living in. That's what I want to know. Or what kind of drugs are they on? Because I can share the wealth, goddammit.
A street fighter off of dreamland. Street fighter off of which corner?
Shit. She can't even fight her way out of that bottle that she's drinking.
I know.
I'm trying to find out what would happen. Yeah, so
she's almost as bad as Lauren.
Yeah, she said she could take her shoe and beat every one of those people with it. Okay.
As she gets shot on the first one. She's as bad as Lorna drinking. Oh, Lorna must not have said anything.
I didn't hit the button in time. I'm making food. Come on.
I'm getting ready to stop to get food.
I'm making
pie. Holy crap.
Microwaving food.
Listen to this.
Food.
This is
She's microwaving food.
This is what one science website said. If only a third of America's power plants had a nuclear meltdown, it would completely destroy America.
Right.
Not economically. They're talking destruction, gone, dead, yeah. Done.
Total devastation.
A third. Yeah. And that's just a third of them. So if every single one, I'm trying to figure out how long it would take.
By the way.
So how long we can know when to kiss our ass goodbye.
What Canada doesn't realize, if that happens to us, that also includes Canada and parts of Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, for FYI, just saying.
Oh, yeah. That's a video. And that's what I'm saying. And so, but see, here's the thing. Putin could do more damage. Well, actually, no. He could. If he, like I said, if he shot three non-nuclear warheads at America in the atmosphere and caused an EMP, because one EMP can take out 700 miles.
Right.
And we figured three of them be about 2,000 whatever miles across. So all we need is three of them. And that's it. That's all it would take. So,
as I said, we're screwed.
Yeah. And I don't get it. I don't know if this is trying to see where Biden is going to do whatever, but he's already sending the troops. They're already going. And he's already sent the ships. And Putin said, if you get involved, I'm going to attack. So how much can our warships take as far as, because the Russians already have their ships in the Black Sea also. So, and then, of course, NATO said that every country will back NATO or back the Ukraine. So there's your World War III right there.
Yeah, but Ukraine is not part of NATO. Russia is, but Ukraine isn't.
No, Russia is not.
Even Ukraine. Ukraine isn't part of NATO either. That's the whole point. They want them to vote for Ukraine into the NATO right now so that they can get help.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you.
I could have sworn that's what I read.
No, hold on. There's only 12 countries.
Right.
In NATO.
I don't even know why we're in this. We get nothing out of NATO. They cost us. Men, machines, money.
Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, United States, and the UK.
And except for the UK, are any of them helpful? I mean, do any of them
have
any
real
military?
Yeah, the UK. But here's the thing. The UK is not going to get involved.
Except for the UK.
The UK will not get involved. And here's the reason why.
And neither will Canada.
Because the UK has already said this week that they're in fear of Russia nuking them. So I don't know where it was at that I saw that, but yeah, they fear that they're going to get nuked.
And Canada's in bed with China, so if China's backing Russia, then Canada ain't going to get involved either.
No, because China's in Canada.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, and what the hell is his name there? Friggin'
Trudeau?
Dipshit. Trudeau.
Trudeau.
Yeah, he's in bed with friggin' China, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're fucked all the way around. The world is just totally screwed.
God, I'm not stressing anymore. God's got this. That's all I care about.
No, I'm not either.
You know, I might have to suffer for a little bit, but I'm tired of letting what these idiots do, you know, control how I feel when I know that God's got this. So, you know, if we got to suffer a little bit, then we got to suffer a little bit.
See, here is what the Warsaw Pact is, the others, and it's Russia. Where's it at? Albania, Poland, Romania, Hungary, East Germany, Czechoslovakia, and Bulgaria. So they're all communists. So, but I believe that's all. Yeah. All I know is if Russia decides to come and invade America like they did in Red Dawn, and they come knocking on doors, I'm Russian.
I guess I should brush up on the few words I know.
Da. Yeah. That's all I know. But yeah, the first question is, you need help finding liberals? Oh, I will help you. You know what? Just give me some bulletproof shit and I will be right there with you. But I'm not going to worry about it anymore. Why? What's the point? You know?
There's always going to be something to worry about.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Now I'm worried about,
my dog being stupid. Look, I'm worried about my dog being stupid and getting out of the damn yard and attacking another. That's what I worry about right now.
Now, right now,
and
I'm worried about the fact I can't find the power cord for my laptop. I have no idea what happened to it. So,
or the
the
gang shootout.
No shit. I'm worried about fly-by bullets in my house. That's
no
what
shit.
I'm worried about.
Is that Slack or John I hear?
Yeah, that's me.
Nah, it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Kim's more dangerous in Kim's neighborhood than when Kim was in the Army.
In the story she's been telling the last few weeks, I mean, the woman that ran the guy over on the moped and, you know, the neighbors that are shooting each other up, I'm telling you, she needs to move.
Oh, yeah, hell. We had another shooting. You could hear it pop off 3 times. Here come the cops, like 20 minutes later. That was again. We heard another one last. We just ignore it now. I mean, well, we don't ignore it. We kind of like, how far was that? I don't know. And you might hear another pop-up, you know, whatever. And we just sit and wait till we hear the cops. And then if you hear the cops, you're like, okay, that's fine. I don't even.
Is it a neutral zone out there? Lawlessness?
Hell no. We're on the crossroads of 7 gangs. We got 3 Hispanic gangs. We got the Bloods and the Crips. We have a white gang, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 3 Hispanic gangs. We only have 4 Hispanic gangs. But
Kim's leader
yeah.
of all 3.
Shit. You know, I don't know. People don't really bother us. We get the occasional jackass that drives up the one-way street. See?
You need me, Bobby, and Chris to come clean up the mess.
Yeah. We're putting up a privacy fence in the front yard. Now we got one in the back. Now we're doing the front, and I like it a lot better. See? You hear him?
So you'll have your own little fortress there.
Hell yeah! Here come the Jesus.
You're well-armed now, I see, from your pictures.
No, my boomsticks fell in the freaking pond.
What?
My boomsticks.
It did?
You know, pew, pew. They go boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did it fall in the pond?
We took them out on a fishing trip, and we tipped over, and they all drowned.
Oh, my God.
My house got broken into last week, and my boomsticks went bye-bye, too.
Such a tragic day.
My new boomstick.
Yeah. The FBI is going to be like, what the hell? This woman just I bought two in one day. So
the feds got all mine. Prove me wrong.
So more states are following up with the they're not sanctuary states yet. Texas is the only sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuary state. A bunch of states have already, Missouri, of all states, Missouri just said they will have no gun regulations that Biden is going to be setting up. They're like, no.
So did you see Indiana Republicans put forth a bill to alleviate gun permits?
No. I know Tennessee just did it.
It got shot down, but the 5-year permit's already free, and they're making the lifetime permit free.
Oh, cool.
And then they're going to have a list of people who can't own versus a list of registered voters or permit holders. But they also passed legislation saying that they won't abide by any gun control legislation that's enacted federally that violates the Second Amendment.
But I'm looking for
unless your name is John McCullen.
I don't have any boomsticks, so I'm good.
Now, I agree with, you know, your typical background check. You know, we've all agreed on that. You need to have a background check. But what they need to start doing is anybody who's been, like, convicted of a crime that had a gun, they need to make, just like you have, sex offender list or whatever it's called. You know what I'm saying? They need to have something like that. Yeah,
a registry.
They need to have that for anyone who commits a crime with a gun.
You don't understand. They do have it. The problem is they don't update it.
No, they don't. They don't have a gun registry
That's what I heard. That's why, was it Ted Cruz and a couple of others were saying that the problem is that you have states that are not putting in the names of people who should not be having guns to this registry.
Well,
it's no different than a no-fly registry. That was enacted in 9/11, after 9/11. It's not hard to do.
Oh, I know. Do you know? And then that's what pissed me off is when I joined and I had my uniform on because I was flying to AIT from my basic training to go to AIT, they told me that I was put on a watch list. I'm like, why? And they said, oh, because you're in the military. So what the hell does that got to do with shit? And she's like, well, we're going to have to take you in your room. You got to do a strip search and all this. I said, no, you're not. You are not. I am not going to do a strip search. I raised hell so bad. They're like, okay, never mind. Just go to your flight. I'm like, thank you, because that's exactly what I was going to do. But, yeah, they put me on a watch list right after basic training. And that was it, just because I joined the military. And that was 12 years ago.
No, it's because they knew about your 10 personalities.
Oh, shut up. I didn't get those till after the military. I randomly pick up on one every now and then. So there's 36 states where local officials cannot ban guns at protests. Care to guess the states that said no? Of course we know California, Hawaii, Illinois, Alabama, North Carolina, Maryland. What the hell? These states are so tiny. Oh, and D.C. are states that you cannot bring a gun to a protest. And then Montana, Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, what else? Indiana, New York, a couple of the states you're allowed to, but your cops can enforce local restrictions. It all depends on what the protest is over. But I'm trying to find the list of states that are not going to comply with Biden's ban. I think it was, what did we say, Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma.
Iowa, I think, or Idaho,
Iowa.
One of them.
Yeah,
I think Tennessee. I think my brother said Tennessee signed something,
okay,
too.
And then Missouri just did it today. So it doesn't matter whatever ban that Biden does, it doesn't matter. Because it's going to be all the red states. You know. But Connecticut gun owners failed to register. So even though Connecticut's blue, the Republicans of Connecticut are saying, no, we're not going to register our guns. Oh, wow. Virginia is about... I'm just going through all my, you know, I'm just searching shit. Virginia is about to sign a gun ban and confiscation law.
They can't do that.
Well, they can.
Well, they can't enforce it. They can't enforce it. It goes against the Constitution. The states can
the
stop
only one
the
that
federal.
Can stop it the,
huh?
The only one that could stop it is the Senate. That's the whole thing. But
wait, so
Virginia's got a retarded governor.
Wait. Yeah, but it's the state. Okay. The Senate and the state, I know, can do their laws and everything, but they can't go against the Constitution.
HB 961 is a bill that Virginia has passed. Now it has to go through whoever it's got to go through, and the Senate has to say no. So.
Biden will just do it by executive order. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, well, no.
I know, and
see,
he already did. He already signed the six executive orders.
States can protest what Biden does. They don't have to adhere to it because that's the way the federal government's supposed to work. The states are supposed to control each themselves, and then the federal government is there for like the clean states type of thing. The federal government cannot make the state governments do anything, but the state governments still have to adhere to the Constitution.
Okay, listen.
But he's not even using executive order legally. Executive order is not to just wantonly pass laws at the will of the president. It's supposed to be in times of extreme duress or emergency to protect the United States.
Exactly.
When there's no time to go.
He signed 66 executive orders that are all unconstitutional. And
they're all illegal.
Everybody knows it, but nobody's stopping him. And so something that he's already said to all state governors sometime last month or this month or whatever, he told them they need to hand over their sovereignty to the federal government so they can take over.
Now,
that
yeah,
didn't
happen. He'll threaten to withhold federal aid if they don't.
Exactly. And
he's
do you know what?
Wait a minute. If they withhold federal aid, then the states don't give the government any money. I mean, it's the states that give the federal government the money.
They're still going to take federal taxes. They don't care.
Oh, yeah, but here's the thing. Governor DeSantis of Florida told Biden to fuck off.
Literally.
Exactly what he told him. He said, if you don't comply with our lockdowns and our mask mandates, we're going to withhold government aid to you. And DeSantis said, fuck off. Exactly what he said. Now, it's a scare tactic by saying that. Because Biden knows that his time is numbered. They've already had a number of neurologists say that they're watching him deteriorate. They said there's no way in hell he will be president by the end of the year. He'll be lucky if he makes it 6 more months.
I'm still on my 90 days. I'm sticking by my 90 days.
He's already been president 98 days. So you lost.
Has it been 98 days?
He's already been president 100 days.
I've got five more days.
Nah, he's not going to be Clinton-sided. He won't be Clinton-sided.
He'll be Kamala-sided.
But here's what's so funny I find to be – well, it's not funny, but it is funny. Neither one of those two jackasses will go to the border and see the mess that they created. But she's going to fly her happy ass to friggin' Guatemala and whatever, Honduras, to see why people are leaving.
He won't even admit
to
being responsible for the crisis at the border.
I know. Well, yeah, they're responsible. But now, listen, guys.
They know why they're leaving. They're going down there to make some deals. You know, they got to offer the government some money in order to get some of it back. This isn't going to – there's nothing – they know what's going on. But, you know, they got to make it look like they're doing something for those, you know, Karens and shit.
Okay, listen.
For the sheeple.
To any drug cartels that may be listening, do us a favor and just take her ass. Keep her for a while. Keep her until 2024.
Take her as a concubine.
Yeah.
I already said her on the cartels. Now, come on. Was that low?
No. I didn't say kill her. I said take her.
She's a high-priced whore. No. It's not low.
I said I wouldn't wish her on the cartel. That's
I'm not saying
that, disease.
Yeah, I'm not saying for them to kill her. They could keep her, torture her.
I know.
You know what we need to do?
I guess they could put a bag over her head.
No.
And a gag
put her
in mouth.
Front. You know what you need to do? This is what they need to do. They go and take her when she's in Honduras or Guatemala. No, this is the best way to torture her. You know how to do it? Set her in front of a 76-inch flat-screen TV, chain her to a chair, and make her listen to Trump speeches 24/7.
No, because she would actually gain intelligence. Make her listen to Biden speeches, and she'll lose freaking points.
That's true. But she hates Trump. She hates Trump, so... We could go back and forth, do a Biden speech, a Trump speech, Biden-Trump. So it's not, you know, she got to have some torture.
I'd rather waterboard her ass.
I have a daughter. So you should have her listen to Bible stories. Have somebody sit and read the Bible to her.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I'm not. I wouldn't mind, but she needs it. As that sign says, you need Jesus. That's
a good old Southern Baptist preacher.
No, she needs a Pentecostal preacher.
Yeah, I have my. I think Jen Psaki is in control. I think she's the
Jen
boss.
Jen Psaki, she's the only one to talk. Bullshit. No way. There is no way. Jen Psaki, circle back woman? No. She's too stupid to get her, make her way out of a wet paper bag. It's Obama.
And she is
Obama's
the only one that ever talked. Why do they keep putting that woman in front of people? She is rude, obnoxious, ignorant.
Because they think she's doing
a good job.
Who thinks she's doing a good job? She's rude and obnoxious to the newspaper people that are nice to her.
The media is nice. I mean, the media says so. You didn't know that?
No. You must listen to Brian Stelter, whatever his name is.
I love watching Newsmax because I love Greg Kelly and Stitchfield. Oh my God. Now,
the morning.
Answer me this.
That was a good.
Okay, answer me this. Out of all the things cancel culture could get rid of, right? We already know they're retarded. They go after stuff that's so ridiculous. But yet, the Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, and Archie Bunker are the three most racist television shows. They're funny because they go at each other. You know what I'm saying? And they left them alone.
Yeah, but they were using the racism as humor. They were using the racism as humor. Well, they weren't true racists. I mean,
No, they're not. But I used to watch all of those shows, Sanford and Son, but they said Archie Bunker and George Jefferson would make
and
a
good
great...
Good Times and What's Happening, and I watched all of those. They were all stereotypical. Here's something I heard. There's this black actor, he played in a couple of Marvel series. I forget the guy's name, but I just saw a podcast on it. Do you know that somebody refuses to cast him in a role because he's not black enough? This is a black American, and they're saying he's not black enough because he doesn't have too many white people friends, and he doesn't eat.
Oh, Don Cheadle?
Don
Cheadle?
No. His name begins with an E, I think. Did he play Luther or something like that? He played in the OC, I think they said. See, I don't watch TV. I recognized his name. I recognized him, because I'd seen him in a movie, as a superhero. I just can't remember what the name of it was. But he went for a part. And they said he wasn't black enough. I mean, this man is black. I mean, he's definitely black American. There's no doubt.
I don't
about
know.
That. But because he does, he doesn't have any, a lot of black friends, I guess, at first I thought they were saying the character wasn't black enough. They're saying he's not black enough for the role. Oh, my God. I just noticed they turned one of the major stores at Park City into a vaccinating center. Oh my God!
The Derek Chauvin trial, the defense attorney is going to give his ending statement, and then they're going to deliberate and all that. The jury is. On Monday. So Edward, they're saying prepare for a long deliberation. It's not going to be a day. It'll probably be a week. It's going to be deliberating.
The jurors are terrified.
I know.
They don't want to come back with an innocent, but they're not going to have a choice. If they follow the letter of the law, there is reasonable doubt they have to find him not guilty.
You know what they could do? And I kid you not. Here's what they can do. It has to be 100%. 12 people have to say he's guilty. All they have to do is say they're split and have a hung jury, and the whole thing goes. That's how they get out of it.
Well, now they have to have it again, don't they?
No. Oh. No. They can declare a mistrial. And
yeah, but he still goes free. And the juror in today's cancel culture, they're probably going to dox whatever jurors said that don't go with it unless they do it as a anonymous vote.
Oh yeah, they have to do it as anonymous vote. They don't do an open. The only time they can do that is with the courtroom empty, and it's only the two attorneys and the judge. That's the only time. Shoney wouldn't even be in the courtroom. Yeah.
I don't know if that's safe.
No, that's what they would have to do if it was a hung jury and they can't decide. No one's allowed to be in the courtroom because they have to individually say guilty or not guilty. And if anyone's in the courtroom, all they got to do is go after them. But the problem is, Chauvin's attorneys are already proved. I saw part of it yesterday. The doctor, the coroner.
Yeah.
They had another coroner read the coroner's report, and it said, and I knew they were going to do it anyway. They said that he had three times the limit of fentanyl that anyone should have had who overstayed fentanyl, first of all. He also had excessive amounts of meth in his body. They said there were no marks on his neck. They were on his shoulder blades from where he had his knee on him. Okay. And they said he had a heart attack from the meth and the fentanyl. And also he already had a heart problem. He had heart disease. Okay, so from the excessive fentanyl and the meth, plus the strain of, the stress that he was under, is what killed him.
Well, they asked the doctor, if you had not seen that video, if you did not know the surroundings, you just had this dead body, what would you say was the cause of death? And they said drug overdose or heart attack. If they had not seen the video, they just had a body with no surrounding information about it, their determination for the cause of death would have been drug overdose or heart attack.
Okay. This is what I just looked up, okay, and this doesn't even show. What happens with a fentanyl overdose? Okay, let me see. So fentanyl, for anyone who doesn't know, it's an opiate analgesic, and it's synthetic engineered to treat pain. So, and because of its potency, only severe cases can get it, like probably cancer, bone cancer and things like that. So let's see. It's 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine.
Wow.
Yeah. So an overdose occurs when too much fentanyl starts to overwhelm your central nervous system. And that means that your body is no longer able to transmit signals for essential life functions, such as breathing. Because fentanyl is a respiratory depressant, an overdose can lead to drowsiness. After falling asleep, the person will never wake up. shallow, slow breathing is a sign of overdose. Other symptoms is drowsiness, clouded thinking, slurred speech, uncoordinated walking, faintness, dizziness, and confusion. Also, vomiting, limp, and unresponsive, confusion, and constricted. So he was doing a majority of those signs. He took, I don't even know how much he took. Okay, now, because he got the fentanyl from a drug dealer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's mixed with? So street fentanyl is mixed with cocaine and heroin, which makes it even stronger than what it was before. So, sorry, but I don't buy it.
Yeah,
I don't. Because he had a heart problem. So they're saying, I don't know how long it's going to take, but people are going, they're going to riot no matter what.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Didn't they just show some pictures about some 13-year-old black boy that got shot in Chicago or something like that?
Yeah. You know what he did?
He had a gun at a cop. That's what they said. I don't know anything about it. Today is the first time I heard about it.
He was with a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, and the 13-year-old had a gun and pointed it at the cop. And then they booked it and they started running. The cop yelled at him and he turned around and he must have dropped the gun or whatever. But when he turned, the cop shot him. Not in the back. He shot him in the chest. But he had that gun.
And the kid was still holding the gun?
He pointed it at the cop. Sorry. I don't give a crap how old you are.
I would have shot him too.
Now, here's the thing. Lori Lightfoot said, we failed Adam. No, you didn't. His parents failed him. I'm sorry. When you have 13-year-olds running around with a gun, being stupid, you failed your kid.
I mean, in that respect, leadership, not police, leadership failed that child because they did not do what they were supposed to do with allowing the cops to do their job, to make sure they had enough of them, and to catch him, before he got to that point. Maybe if there would have been more cops and they weren't, constantly defunding them and putting them down and letting them do their job, maybe the kid wouldn't have turned out like that. Closing all the schools and stuff, his ass would have been in school for the last year. What was his record like before, COVID? Was he always a bad kid, or did he just get in with a bad crowd because of COVID and no school?
Oh, I know. And see, the whole thing is in the minority neighborhoods, they encourage the fathers to not be there. One, so they can get welfare. And they need to change that. They need to stop that shit. Encourage families to stay together. You don't have a father figure in that child's life, of course they're going to, don't get me wrong now, not every child who does not have a father figure turns out bad.
No, a lot of them turn out good.
Yeah. I give props to single moms.
A lot of them with fathers turn out like shit.
I give props to single moms and single dads, especially if the dad has girls that you're having to raise girls with no mother. It's hard. But all they want is to keep the country divided so we can keep our eyes off of what's really going on right now.
Right.
That's Russia, the Ukraine. They're trying to get rid of the Constitution and pack the Supreme Court, which, by the way, Congress can say yes.
Oh, wait a minute. No, no. Pelosi, Her Majesty Pelosi, has said, no, 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 I'm not bringing that bill to a vote.
Here's the thing. Was she sober when she said it?
But seriously, because, I mean, right now, the courts, think about it, the majority of the cases that have come before the courts lately have been in their favor. The conservatives have voted with the liberals. The majority.
Well, yeah, we know that.
Yeah. So I guess she's, like, you know, trying to, you know, hold it for as long as she can before she, you know. She also knows that she doesn't have the 60 votes needed in the Senate. So first she's got to get rid of the filibuster.
They're not going to. You know why? You know why? Because
Manchin died. Yeah.
Joe Manchin of West Virginia and another Democrat have already said, no, we are not getting rid of the filibuster, and we're not,
right.
And they've already said it. They're not going to pass H.R. 1. They will not do it. So,
no, thank gosh.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, I just saw something. Hold on. Biden just kicked out all Russian diplomats out of America.
Oh, he did that earlier today. He kicked out some. So you're saying he just kicked out the rest of them?
Yeah, 3 hours ago. He just kicked them all out.
Okay, earlier today he did a whole bunch of sanctions and said something about a couple of them having to leave. And now you're saying all of them. Oh, my God. He is so fucked.
You know what that means? When you
expel
all of your
2 weeks,
means war. It means war.
Right,
he's getting ready to declare. Yeah. What's his name? He was an advisor to Obama and Trump. He's in the middle. He doesn't care. He just wants what's best for the country. He does all those silver commercials to buy silver. He's got that funny voice. But anyway, he was just on Newsmax earlier, and they said anytime a president kicks out all the diplomats and then puts sanctions on, that means you're about to go to war.
Sure.
And so
2 weeks. That's all I want. 2 weeks. 2 weeks to finish up the little things I need. I want to make sure I get more water, and that's the only thing I need. I need some more water and a few gallons of gasoline.
He put sanctions on more than 36 companies and kicked out the diplomats. Let me see what else it says on here. He has 2 rounds of sanctions. He just did another round a couple hours ago.
Right.
And he's blaming it on Russia hacking the networks of 9 federal agencies 5 months ago.
It wasn't Russia. It was China.
I know. And it has something to do with the SolarWinds cyber breach. He's blaming
that
on Biden.
China That was China, too.
No, there was no cyber breach. Biden freaking gave it to him, and right after Biden signed that executive order, Texas miraculously loses power during a blizzard. Yeah, sure. But yes, who was it that asked if it was about Trump? Yes, that's part of what it's about. And the election. So, let's see. And so Biden administration publicly identified the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, also known as APT-29, Cozy Bear and the Dukes, as the perpetrator of the SolarWinds attack. So he's saying that Russia has the ability to infect or potentially spy on 16,000 computer systems worldwide.
Lies.
I doubt it. I bet you it's China. Guarantee you it's China. But like I said, he has to pick a fight, and that's what he's doing. So, wow. But yeah, that's, wow. I don't know. Oh, back to the gun thing. Do you know what I believe? I know they're getting rid of the handgun carry permits and everything. I think everyone should have to take some class about gun safety.
Oh, I agree.
And going to a shooting range if you've never had a gun before.
We have to do it for a car.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, but you know what I'm saying? Like, before you, if you're new to buying a gun, that's when you need to take a handgun carry class. Or, and then go to the range, which is usually right there. And then once you've done that, you're good. And it should have, like, when you do the FBI background checks, it should say, okay, well, this person just bought a gun. Okay, they don't have to. But, of course, there's probably ways around that, too. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause, and I'm not saying you are. Anyone's doing it. But just say you want to buy two guns, but one's for you and one's for your brother. You know what I'm saying? And people can do that. And so not saying that your brother did anything wrong, you know what I'm saying? It's just that you're just doing one background check. I mean, I don't know. If they're bitching about voter ID cards, I mean, I don't think there's any problem with it. I think they should do it. You guys still there?
Yes, but I was making noise and I didn't want to bother people.
Is everybody else still on, or are they, like, you know, napping?
I'm waiting for my food.
You? Is Bobby and John still on, or are they just, like, you know, whatever?
No, I ran away.
Bobby's on now.
Free beer. Free beer. Free beer. Free beer.
They're saying, well, it won't even show. Oh, yes, it is. It's showing me. They're saying there's a shit ton of volcanoes that is expecting to erupt any day now.
I think I told you a couple of weeks ago on one of the shows that one of the people I follow on YouTube and Telegram, his hobby is volcanoes. And he was saying that there are more active volcanoes, I mean literally like lava, than ever before in recorded history.
There's over 1,500 volcanoes around the world. And 500 of them have erupted lava and all that. And there's 20 active on any given day. But this is what they're saying. Mount Merapi in Indonesia. Hold on. Mount Sinabung in Indonesia. Oh, really? You're going to do that stupid shit? I'm trying to find it says all the volcanoes. I'm trying to
okay. Jim, look at the one in the Caribbean, that one on St. Vincent Island that hasn't erupted in what, 400 years?
40 years.
Something like that. Yeah.
And 40
now, and now
years.
It's like, it's not just erupting. They've got to evacuate people. However, they won't evacuate you if you don't get the if you don't have the vaccine.
No. They
so
change.
They would rather let people get covered in hot lava.
No. They have. They're allowing people to evacuate now who have not had the vaccine. You know why? Because people around the world are throwing a shit about it. And they're forced to allow them.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's good.
Yep. Let's see. Okay. But yeah, there's 22 volcanoes they're expecting to erupt. Guess where one of them's at? Guatemala.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, well, maybe freaking she'll go there and she'll get stuck there. I did not say that out loud. so it erupted again on the 9th. Let me see if it's still erupting. I know it put out an assload of ash. Let's see. Wow. The ash column spread 2.5 miles into the atmosphere.
From which one was that?
St. Vincent.
Yeah. And you know, that affects the air traffic.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if it's... Yeah, they said there was a lot of ash on that one. They said it'll go on for days.
Yep.
So, and possibly weeks. They don't even know how... the last time it went off was April 13th, 1979. So I'm just looking to see. Blah, blah, blah. It's not saying shit. But there's about 1,800 people, I think, was still left on the island. They just stayed in the... in the bunker, well, not bunker, but you know what I mean, the camouflage. All right. I'm trying to find something else. What else is going on in the news? Ow. You slackers.
I'm still waiting for food.
Who's delivering?
I'm trying to go. I'm just looking
to switch over to my headset, so I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
Yeah, who's delivering, Lorna?
There ain't no delivery places around here that'll come way out here. Are you crazy?
Well, we know you can't cook.
Oh, whatever. Exactly. I got 13 minutes left.
Holy shit. Okay, this is cool. The Pentagon just confirmed the legitimacy of Navy pilots' unidentified aerial phenomena video. They're saying it was a real UFO.
Yes, I saw that earlier today. But UFO doesn't necessarily mean extraterrestrial.
Well, if it's not a plane, or it's got to be something that's extraterrestrial. I mean... Oh, did you... there's a hearing about with Fauci and the COVID restrictions.
Oh,
because
Jordan. Mr. Jordan. Oh, I love him.
Because of what's going on at the border, he's like, so you got America on this whole bullshit. We're in face diapers. and getting your COVID vaccine, and they showed all the pictures of the kids not even 6 inches apart. And some of them, over 4,000 of those kids have COVID. And it's like, but you're going to mandate American citizens to do all of this, but yet you're allowing it to happen at the border. And all of that. I mean, it's, look, oh, I know, see, my brain's doing this again. It's going back and forth from subject to subject, and I'm sorry. This has to do with, remember when Biden said that no amendment is absolute? Well, then, if that's the case, then they need to abolish the IRS, because taxes, collecting federal taxes was actually unconstitutional, and it was only meant to be there for a certain amount of time, and they just kept it. So then the amendment about federal taxes is not absolute, and we just need to get rid of it. And I'm not paying federal taxes anymore. That's it. I'm done. I don't know. Did he not say that none of them's absolute? So we need to get rid of that one. I mean, come on.
You're right.
It's what it is they're talking out both sides of their ass. And so
you just now figured that one out?
Yeah, I know that. I know. Yeah, I'm trying to go through the news here and trying to go through all my little. Yeah,
besides,
so they're going to be shipped. They're going to be shipped, huh?
Besides that, talking about Fauci, he is a nobody. I mean, he doesn't make the fucking rules here in America. Sorry.
No, I know.
So
he's
piss on that fucking four-eyed little freak.
Hey, now, I wear glasses.
So do I. And I don't care. He's a little four-eyed little midget freak. All it is because he has money investments in all of these COVID vaccination bullshit. So he's telling everybody it's mandatory, you got to get this vaccine. It's just making him richer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, speaking of the vaccine, that lady I was talking about the other day that ended up in the ER, she's out of the hospital, but I still haven't found out which one she had.
Moderna.
Oh, okay.
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I have no idea which one.
Yeah, piss on that vaccine.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I just found out my neighbor's wife had to get the shot to keep her job, and she had no effects, none.
I will quit my job before they make me take that vaccine. I don't give a damn.
And
I will walk
that's
out.
Me too. I 14th
won't
do
Amendment
it.
Says you don't have to.
Huh?
14th Amendment says you don't have to. They can't force you to do shit.
Yeah, I know.
A mother
well,
of four
it's in
was
my
fatally
contract.
Shot.
They can't
actually,
force me anywhere.
Actually, some states can, because if they have a can fire for any reason law, they or don't need a reason to let go. Do you know what I mean?
They're
not in my not where I work, because it's in my contract. They cannot force me to take the vaccine.
Okay, guys, I was just flicking through and trying to find different news stories. A mother of four was fatally shot by a neighbor cleaning a semi-automatic rifle. If you're going, their house was 50 yards away. That's how far the bullet went. It was an accidental discharge. Yes. Please, for the love of God, if you're going to clean your gun, make sure it's not loaded.
Yeah, I question that. I mean, so is it a new gun owner?
No. The person's not going to be charged with her dying. It was an accident. So, but still.
No, but still.
Make sure your guns are not loaded. For the love of God, people just do stupid shit. Sure. And if you don't check your gun, if you don't take the magazine out and take the extra bullet out, that's, you know, God. And that's why I say you need to know what you're doing before you're allowed to own a gun. That's all I got to say. So, holy shit. I did not know this. And this is sad. There is almost 3,000 gang members in Wichita. And
Wichita,
they have a gang
Kansas?
List. Yes. And now there's a lawsuit against Wichita because they say it's unconstitutional and discrimination. Dude, you're in a freaking gang. No, it's not unconstitutional to have a gang list. Every gang, what you call it, I don't know. I know most cities have the gang unit, so they know who all the gangs are, all the tattoos, you know, in a database. It's not unconstitutional, sorry. But they said it unfairly targets Black and Hispanic residents. Maybe it's because the Bloods and the Crips and the Los Serenos, the Latin Kings, and another, they're minority gangs. Some of these kids in the gangs are as young as 12. Wow. And it's, you guys still on? Or did I get kicked off?
I'm here.
No, I'm here. I'm trying to get in.
Okay.
Not let the cat get out.
So, yeah, they're saying it's unconstitutional. But what they're saying, the police department's saying, no, you can't get this gang list. It's only for law enforcement agencies, the FBI, anyone that's in a law enforcement are the only ones who's allowed to see it. And so what they're saying is it just because you're on a gang list, that means it could go after you for committing a crime that you didn't commit. No. That's not true. You know, I don't know how many police shows you guys have watched, but if they got a list of active members and something happens, of course they're going to just say, hey, where were you at on the night of blah, 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 and they'll just prove you weren't there, and then you go on your merry way. What? I'm going to be a teacher, hopefully, by the end of the next year, if we're still around. I am not joining a union. They can kiss my ass.
Glad I don't have any school children.
Oh, shut up. I'm going to be a preschool teacher. So I can beat stupidity out of them.
All teachers are in a union. There are no such thing as teachers but not in a union, unless you're...
Too bad. I will...
Even,
No, I refuse, and I won't do it. I'll just have a daycare.
Well, no, you can teach in,
no,
the you can teach in a private school or possibly a charter school.
What they are saying is because the teachers' union in California, their COVID relief has nothing to do with COVID.
I know.
Nothing at all. They want, hold on. I wasn't watching it. I was just looking at it. Let me see what it says. It's absolutely asinine.
I heard.
Hold on.
They want taxpayer-subsidized child care, single-payer government-provided health care, full funding for housing California's homeless, invest in evidence-based community violence interventions, shut down publicly funded, privately operated. They want to shut down all private and charter schools and set up programs to address systemic racism. And there is no systemic racism. I hate to tell them that.
Well, I don't know. Yes, actually, there is systemic racism. It's the systemic racism they're creating. All those liberal Karen teachers who are not allowing the teachers who really want to teach to teach. Yeah, they are racist.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other thing I'm saying is I don't believe they should have that. The governor of Florida said he's not going to make his teachers teach that friggin' be less
critical
white
race theory. Critical
huh?
race theory.
Critical
yeah, race
be less
theory.
White. Yeah, be less white.
I don't have a problem with teaching diversity. My sister does that. Our business, you know, does that a little bit. But teaching about diversity is not anything like critical race theory. What it does is it teaches you about the different cultures that are out there, you know, and that's not a bad thing to know. It doesn't say that one is better than the other. And that's the problem. These people that want to teach this critical race theory and this 1664 project or whatever it is, they're about creating systemic racism. They want to create racism because they're racists.
No, I know. See, and here's the thing. This is what they want to say, is white supremacy exists. It's in the Constitution.
Yes.
And it's everywhere. No, it's not.
Yes.
No. And white supremacy is not in the Constitution. Okay, look,
I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were saying. No, it's not. They're saying that the Constitution itself is white supremacist.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If white supremacy was in the Constitution, then why is there the new amendments in there to get rid of slavery and segregation and everybody
right.
can vote? If the Constitution was racist, that would not be in. See, that should be null and void, end of story, no questions asked.
Right.
It's over. All they want to do is piss and moan about what happened in the past. And that's it. You know, I am all for everyone learning everyone's culture. You know what? It would make the world go around a lot better if everybody knew what all these cultures were about. Right?
Yep.
It would be a great thing. It's cultural appreciation. Okay?
Yeah.
I learned, and I don't know if this is the reason why I don't, when I was in the sixth grade, we had to pick a country. Not of our own, when I was in the sixth grade. And we had to do a project on whatever country you picked. And
right.
you had to learn their culture, their music, their food,
yep.
everything. I picked Israel. I don't know why I picked Israel. I just did. Maybe it's because there's a lot of Jews in South Miami. There is on South Beach. Part of South Beach is the gay communities on the top part, and the Jews own the south part, the bottom part. And maybe that's why. I had a lot of Jewish friends. So I picked their holiday, their foods, their everything. Okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's what they should do. But this whole thing of saying that the black people created everything is a bullshit lie because they didn't. See, we need to get out of that mindset or it's never going to change.
Right.
And now, get this. Everyone knows who St. Patrick is, right?
Yes. Why they have St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. Okay.
He drove out the snakes or something.
Yeah, yeah. There weren't snakes. Okay. What it was is St. Patrick wasn't even Irish. For the love of God, he was frigging English. He was kidnapped, brought to Ireland, and kept a prisoner. He got out, went back to England because he found out what kind of religion Ireland had. They were Druids, okay? They were pagan. So when he went back to England, I don't know, whoever the Catholic Church is over there in England, they sent him back to bring Christianity to Ireland. And the whole thing, not a metaphor. When they say he drove out the snakes, the Druids icon, their symbol, is snakes. And so he got rid of paganism in Ireland. Okay?
Wow.
That's how they became Catholic. Okay. Now, the whole theory about leprechauns. I shit you not. I saw somebody post a video that said that St. Patrick killed or committed genocide against the Pygmy Nation in Ireland. Yeah, and that's where the whole mythological leprechaun came from, because Pygmies, the Pygmy tribe, they're really, really short. They're under four feet or under 5 feet. So it's like, and I hate to say this, but why is it that some black people have to be on this kick of, you killed everybody, you did this? It's like, dude, it's not even true. Go to Ireland. Go to Belfast. Because Northern Ireland is its own country, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Northern Ireland is its own country.
Yes.
Right before you get into Northern Ireland, there's a city there, and it has the whole story of St. Patrick. And he died, and I actually went to his gravesite, and it's pretty cool, and I got pictures of the church and everything. Go there. And it tells you the whole entire story, St. Patrick, and everything else. I spent a month there. I learned about their culture. I think I would have learned about Pygmies being genocidally wiped off the face of the earth. I mean, come on, people. It's just like, wow, I cannot, I don't know. To waste that much of my life hating everybody. It's exhausting. It must be.
That's so why Weathers is so tired all the time.
Probably. I'm
poor
not
guy.
Racist. I hate everybody equally. That's the way I do.
That's his line, all right.
I'm just, you know what? I'm to the point where I just hate deliberate stupidity. If you're born stupid,
yeah,
you can't help
it. I can't find
it
tonight.
Huh?
I'm going to have to order one.
Oops, I thought you were muted.
Oh, wow. See, I do this. The remains of a 20-year-old Wichita man killed at Pearl Harbor have been identified. So one of the guys who was in the Navy, who was killed in Pearl Harbor, they just found his remains and identified him. Wow. He was the Navy ship's cook, third class Robert Goodwin, was assigned to the USS Oklahoma, and it killed 429 crewmen that day. Wow. They used dental DNA
to identify him. Would it be disrespectful? They're gonna bury him on May 14th. Would it be disrespectful to go to his funeral as another veteran or a service person?
No. In fact, it would be very respectful.
I think I don't know if I could. It's in Topeka, which is a 2.5-hour drive. I might go, depending on what I'm doing. But, yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I mean, I know they do it a lot for Vietnam vets who don't have family and stuff. Bobby, what do you think? Bobby.
More than 16 seconds.
I would go.
Okay. Well, it's because he was in the Navy. And I don't know if, you know, I know, like, I went to an Army veteran who.
I go to different ones, so.
Oh, okay.
It's more of a respect.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and because it's from World War One, but.
Doesn't matter what era.
No, I'm just saying that's, I know. But because it was Pearl Harbor, I think all right, I'll probably go if I can. And if anybody's interested, I'll post the article.
Oh, you'll pick me up? Okay.
In... Yeah. you have to come pick me up on the way. I'll probably go then because, it is respectful. I just didn't think it would because I wasn't in the Navy. I don't know. But yeah, I can't believe, wow, he was 20 years old. Damn. I'm going to save this and I'll send it to you. See, the other thing is I don't even know if he has family that's still alive.
Cricket. Bobby's passed out.
Huh?
Bobby's passed out.
John disappeared.
Of course. MIA.
Weathers is gone. Damn slackers. Oh, is that what that's...
And my food still isn't done.
Ha! Huh, they got it. Wow, he's still alive? As we're talking about the guy that from Wichita, from the Navy, they got a guy on right now on Newsmax who's talking about the attack on Pearl Harbor. He's up. What the hell?
Are you talking about the guy who just turned 100 today?
He's wearing a yellow shirt.
And he's sitting next to a young girl who is the granddaughter of his best friend who died. Yeah, he survived. He's he's the last survivor or something. There are only two of them, and he's 100 today.
Oh, wow. Yep. Wow. I've always wanted to go there.
Go where?
To see it. Yeah, that's what I'm watching right now.
Donald Stratton. Hawaii. I'm not going to Hawaii.
I know. I'd like to go, but, you know. But we got 9 minutes left. And I don't have any...
Just enough time for a joke.
and you know what? I found something. Hold on. I got to find it again. I should keep this shit and put it up. But, you know, I forget. So, hold on. Oh, crap. I'm trying to think. Oh, it was some. See, a lot of the stuff that I find, it's in a video, and you can't. You got to see it. You just can't hear it. So that's what I'm looking for. What it was, because I know I saved it earlier. Okay. Well, I guess I can't. I'll have to come up with an extra one for Saturday. I'll have to come up with two. Shit. Sorry, guys. I don't have anything.
Sorry, ass mofo.
Oh, you hush. You know, you got to come up with them, too.
One plus one.
Good Lord, I'm telling you. Jesus. Okay, the COVID vaccine is the human equivalent of Microsoft Windows. Everyone will have to get an update every 6 months.
That sounds about right.
Well, you know, they say that the CEO of Pfizer did say that he thinks that they're going to have a third shot within 6 months.
Yeah.
All them sheeple can have all the shots they want.
Yeah. What you call it?
Oh, my neighbor that got her shot, she has to still wear a mask, and she still has to be checked for COVID.
Wow.
Gee, no,
they told her that you still can get COVID, but you just won't get the bad effects of it.
Yeah, sure. Oh, now to top off the blood clots that you get in your lungs or your legs from the Johnson & Johnson, now you're getting blood clots in your brain.
I seen somebody post something about that, saying that, yeah, I'm not getting a vaccine to let the blood clot explode in my brain.
Yeah, I saw it on this morning about that. Well, crap. Sorry, guys. I thought listen, you guys could come up with some shit, too, you know. It's not that hard.
My sense of humor is different than yours. What can I say? LOL.
This was mine. I got some, just, you know. Okay, here. I'm just going through my Facebook looking at the memes. It says, instead of focusing on being less black or less white, how about we focus on being less stupid? But, yeah, so we could just sit here and fiddle fart for a few minutes. Because I don't have anything else. Like I said, a lot of the shit's on videos that I find. And if you're on in our group, I'll post the videos for everyone to see it, you know, if they want to. No. Too bad.
Oh, wait. Wait, not you. Hold on. That was my cat. I was yelling at the cat.
Holy shit. Juan Williams just got fired off the show, The Five.
No way. Seriously?
Yep.
Well, they're going to have to get another Democrat.
I doubt it very seriously. Oh, yeah. Portland School Board, the head of the school board, Michelle DePass, said a school shouldn't choose an evergreen tree for a mascot because it means lynching.
Oh.
Wait. An evergreen tree means lynching? I didn't know that. I thought they hung them from, oak trees or something. They hung them from where the hell did they get to the branch?
Oh, and by
isn't
the way, guys, looting.
Isn't the evergreen like a pine tree?
Yeah. Looting is another fancy name for stealing. And the Eighth Commandment says, thou shalt not steal. So when the freaking shit don't go your way, that does not mean you get to loot or steal. Just saying.
All right, 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
I want to thank you all for being here. Thanks again for another great show there, Kimbo.
No problem.
Thank you, Maria and Lorna.
You're welcome.
Even though you sleep through it all.
Oh, whatever. Talking. That would be you. It was great as usual. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you to all of our listeners that tuned in. God bless America. God bless our children, veterans, first responders, troops, and God bless the Defender 7.
And God bless
everybody.
My food.
And so your food's finally done, huh?
Yeah.